WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, forget the quarantine list of other states, Governor Murphy says, but perhaps not how you hope he means it. In advance of Thanksgiving, Murphy says, just don't travel. Nearly all of the rest of America now meeting Jersey's quarantine standards, although we ourselves would qualify for that list given the recent COVID uptick. Your local hospital may soon adopt a color-coded system based on COVID-19 risk. The different levels, red, yellow, green, relate to visitation restrictions.
It most definitely is designed to create some guidance and consistency for patients and their visitors.
Carrie McCain-Kelly with the New Jersey Hospital Association says their voluntary policy works by regions of the state. For example, all hospitals in Northeast Jersey would be at the same color. FBI agents make an arrest this morning of a 53-year-old woman, Maria Bell, at her Hapatcong home. She is now expected to face federal charges alleging she communicated with and sent money to a self-identified member of the Al-Nusra Front, a terrorist group based in Syria. Prosecutors say Bell used encrypted apps to get in touch with the group. We are learning more details about a $1.7 million heist from an armored car parked outside Bally's Casino Atlantic City earlier this month. Authorities describe it as something out of the 1930s. A former guard for the car company, Dante McClooney of Newark, accused of leading the charge along with two others. They are still at large. All patrol officers in New Jersey soon will have body-worn cameras under a new state law requiring them. Camden Mayor Frank Moran says the gear is costly and is glad the state also plans to allocate $58 million to help pay for them.
Body cameras are so important with regards to holding our officers accountable, but more importantly, giving the community the safeguard as well.
New Jersey becomes the sixth state to require patrol officers to wear the cameras, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. A Hackensack school board member reaches rock bottom, reports say, by broadcasting her bare bottom on Zoom during Monday night's meeting. Trustee Frances Cogelia tendered her immediate resignation yesterday after leaving her camera on as she entered her bathroom in the course of the meeting. The board has 65 days to fill her position. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. Ready for Thanksgiving rain? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute. 0.5 News Time 3:04 now, New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
Well, the Thanksgiving getaway along the parkway is slowing down a bit. North coming into 145, that's a crash in the right lane. There's another one southbound side near 131 in Island in the right lane. Farther down the line looks good through Monmouth and Ocean Counties. Up on the turnpike, the Westernsboro really crowded from 16W up to Ridgefield Park. That's a crash being cleared. There's also delays on the Easternsboro going north pretty much as soon as you get onto it, right up to 16E heading for the Lincoln Tunnel. Meanwhile, the traffic is going to be slowing down briefly on the car lanes north near exit 9 with a crash on the shoulder, and the truck lanes south near exit 9 with a stall on the shoulder. 287 looks pretty good from Route 80 right down to 440. Route 1 through Edison, you've got some slow traffic at Route 9 bunching up to Manalapan, Freehold, and Lakewood. Tom Rivers, New Jersey traffic north.
Jill Meyer, New Jersey traffic south. So 130 Burlington City is jammed northbound at Beverly Road through Dekine Boulevard. We have an accident. The right lane is closed off. So 130 Burlington City, all messy right now. And the 70 ride westbound at Cuthbert Boulevard in Cherry Hill has the right lane closed off with emergency electrical repairs. And the Benny is slow. The Ben Franklin Bridge crossed the span, leaving New Jersey. The right lane is blocked off. New Jersey fast traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 3:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones is down 192 points. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 3:06.
This is Eric Scott.
I'm Dean Alfalamian.
I'm Michael Simon.
I'm Dan Alexander.
I'm Aaron Vogt.
I'm Sergio Bichette.
These are the voices of New Jersey 101.5's news and digital departments. They are people on the streets, on the web, and on the air, all covering Garden State news for you.
I'm Chad Robison.
I'm Jen Ursolo.
I'm David Mathau.
I'm Annette Petruccioni.
I'm Patrick Lavery.
I'm Lou Hoffman.
From your neighborhood to the State House, they're here bringing you the information you need. Count on New Jersey 101.5. Your trusted news source on the air, on our app, and on NJ1015.com.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 3:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Thanksgiving is almost here, and so is our next storm system and batch of rain. Let's walk through the timeline of this wet weather as we try to salvage a piece of the holiday. A few showers clipping northern New Jersey late this afternoon and early this evening. It's really tonight that we all get wet. Scattered showers arrive late this evening, and rain will become steadier and heavier by daybreak tomorrow morning. Overnight low temperatures only dip a few degrees into the lower 50s. Tomorrow morning looks wet. Periods of rain to start your Thanksgiving, tapering to showers tomorrow afternoon. High temperatures on the mild side in the lower 60s. The sun comes out Friday and will keep highs in the lower 60s. And Saturday and Sunday look pretty good. Cooler, mid-50s, but under partly to mostly sunny skies. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
New Jersey weather brought to you by Duct Dudes. We all want to breathe clean air, right? Well, is the air you breathe in your home clean? Why not let the experts, Duct Dudes, check? Duct Dudes has next day appointments available. Contact DuctDudes.com today. Jersey City, 53 degrees. Hackettstown, 51. Perth Amboy, 53. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey.